Blog Talk Radio.
I got this.
I got it. Damn it, I just pressed something. You know what? You cut it out. Fine. Now you do it then. I always have music and you did it. It's your fault.
See, the song was perfect that I picked because we have a battle of divas. Why is Macy open on my head?
If I sound a little drugged up, well, it's because I am. Just so you know.
Drugs!
Ooh, God. All right, painkillers for the win. It is April 30th, 2013. I'm Snow White. Yeah, and then we also have Gaminatrix/Corey up in the hizzle. Hello, ma'am.
It's my shout out to Kitnatrix. Actually goes, that's how she does it. She's looking at me like, bitch, I will cut you. It ain't funny.
And we also have Ginger Rocks up in the hizzle as well. Hello, ma'am.
Hello.
Oh, my head. Whoa.
Hi. How are all of y'all?
Hey.
All right, good. Okay, today we're talking about geek-ish furniture. And
things
I actually did manage to find a link that I'm going to set up.
A few things.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Oh, I got a bunch. You know what? I meant to give those to you. I got a...
That's bad. When I'm on point, you're not. I'm just saying.
Y'all can share them as we go. Yeah. I've got like 1,000 tags.
Okay, so then we'll share. Okay, we'll do tag team. We'll do the round robin. She'll do one, then I'll do one, then you'll do one, and then you know how you see.
I really only have one, unless I could find...
Okay, well then you do. Well, then we put hers up first.
Mhm. Mine?
Yes, we do. No, we do hers first, and she just got the one.
Oh, okay.
Good morning. I mean, afternoon, evening.
What the hell are you? Good morning, really?
Dude, I just had a cup of coffee and some Pamperin for some fatigue, and some people might get hurt. Y'all might want to back up real slowly with your hands in the air.
Right. I'm telling. It's not a good time right now.
No, I may just pounce over you and with bubbles and stuff like that. All right. So, geeky furniture, yippee-ki-yay. Gosh, I found...
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Oh, my God, I can't believe you went there.
I did. Yippee-ki-yay. I'm sorry, I've been catching up on my movies lately. So, I watched Looper, you know, Bruce Willis is in it, so obviously. And then I saw Django last night. There's a whole lot of naked men in that movie. That's a good movie. Okay.
Oily naked men.
Just tasty.
What was that?
Do you hear anything after I said naked oily men?
No. All I heard was naked men, and I'm like, hey.
Hey, that's what I was talking about.
You know she's tired. She's still like, hey.
Hey. Oh, gosh. I got so much stuff. I cannot contain it. So if you're not following us on Pinterest, hop over there. I create a board every week now for us, stuff that we're talking about. So if you, wow, there is so much stuff for the house. Like from the last time we did this, how long was it? 6 months ago, maybe?
Yeah, something like that.
I found umpteen just millions of things from a, and this probably I won't show on the show. You'll have to go to our Pinterest to look at. But there is a bubble hammock. You're in
bubble
a bubble.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to go over to our Pinterest to look at it. It's actually called Translucent Seclusion. I can't talk. Yeah, to see that one, you got to go to our Pinterest. I won't put that up because we don't want to get too much gasping.
Oh, yeah, no gasping. Gasping is bad.
Shh. Keep it low.
by the way, that chair, is that a chair?
Did I put up on our Pinterest?
No, I was looking at Snow's link.
Why is the Twitch not open for me? What?
I don't know.
I don't know. Why is it not?
What chair are you looking at?
I think this is a chair.
What's it look like? Oh, yeah, the Tetris thing? Yeah,
it's a chair.
That is hot.
I would love to have that.
Now, some of this stuff we've already featured on the show before, but there's actually a couple of new stuff on there.
Mm-hmm.
The top one is a Tetris chair, yes, indeedy. I like the Nintendo controller table. That's probably my favorite.
That is beautiful. I love the wood. Is that wood?
Yeah, that's wood. I mean, that's awesome right there. And then, of course, if you go down, there's the Scrabble seating area, which we've had on here before, which I don't really like personally. That's just me.
I would put it in a library if I had it.
Yeah, I'm not really fond of Scrabble at all, so that's just not my thing.
I do a kid's room with that. If you can't spell what it is you're asking for out with these pillows, you don't get it.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Now,
big no-no.
The Millennium Falcon bed, I like that.
I saw that, and that was going to be one of my no's. Just no.
I like it. Maybe it's just me.
It's too busy for me to sleep on. I think that's another one I'd probably put in a kid's room. If I had a kid that likes Star Wars, that is, I think. Because they like all that busy business. Y'all don't even want to see Baby Nature's room. Oof, it's an explosion of dolls. But
the Toro bed actually looks comfortable.
Oh, you're laughing. I am not even joking. There's dolly feet. You know those Monster High dolls, the feet and arms come off?
Yeah, oh, I love those.
Yeah, she has a ton of them, and I got her a kit. They sell now a kit where they actually come in pieces, so you can piece together your own. So, you know, they got a Frankenstein head and then a Dracula arm.
Now that's awesome.
Yeah, it's an explosion and feather boas everywhere and green. Yeah, I just try to stay out of that area. But anyway, go ahead. I think I'll have this page listed, so we might end up looking at this one too.
I like the Turo. Bed. That is just too cute,
isn't it?
Yes.
I think that's adorable. Now, I like the Millennium Falcon better because I'm not really into the cutesy stuff in the bedroom. The Millennium Falcon to me would be more like kind of like a role play thing. Mm-hmm. Now, the Mario shelves, absolutely.
I'm totally looking at doing that. So. Yeah,
because you already have that stuff on your wall already, so you can just add shelves and be done with it.
That is cute. I like that. I've been thinking about doing something like that for my office because I need some shelves, and I don't have any.
I like the pipe, too, trash. Is that a trash can? Pipe?
Yeah, that's actually a table. That's a table.
The pipe is a table?
Oh, yes. It is a table. Look at that. Because, look, it's got the phone and everything on it.
It just looks like a pipe. How cute is that?
Oh, so it's glass top, is it?
Horrible.
Yeah. Oh, very nice.
Either that or the top is just receded into the...
Yeah. Either way, it's
into the top.
I love it.
Of course, you have the Pac-Man chair right below that, which is awesome. Although those kinds of chairs never looked comfortable to me. I don't know why.
I never thought they were comfortable either. Because what I want to do is actually lay back in it and close it.
Yeah, that would be fun if you were able to do that. That would be very fun.
I would like that. I know some people are like, oh, claustrophobic. No, I love small enclosed spaces. So that would be right up my alley. And that if I could sleep in there, I'm one of those people who need the sensory deprivation. That would be awesome. See how it's black on the inside? I just pull them closed, and I'm all done. That's good right there. It's good.
I'm with you. No light. Mm-mm.
No sound. Well, no, I can't do sound either. I sleep too light. So
well, if it's like a fan going in the background, I'm okay.
No. I want it for times like these when I have this headache. I can imagine crawling in this thing and just shutting it.
And just be like, oh, sleep.
Yes.
Death sleep.
Total darkness. No sound whatsoever. Just sleep.
I actually like the iPhone table, but I would probably go with a white one, not the black one.
Yeah, I think I would too.
Yeah. I'm in love with the periodic table there.
Yeah, I think that
that's
is
very
awesome.
Clever. I think I've seen that. There's a group. That's all they do is they make this kind of furniture. I want to say they made this table, and this table is super expensive. So if you're gonna get it, you're probably gonna have to make it, or you're gonna come off a lot of money. I'm talking in the thousands.
You can make it yourself a lot cheaper.
You could, and probably real easy. But theirs was like in the realm of either $1,200, and they did pool tables, they did themed stuff, but that's what they specialize in. But really heavy oak stuff you would keep for years.
We did the Han Solo desk back when we were using Join Me, which is not very good.
Yeah.
So now y'all can see it. This is
Han Solo.
Amazing. I love that. I think that is so
It is a beautiful, beautiful thing. I don't want it, but it is beautiful. I would probably go geektacular if I saw this at somebody else's house, but I wouldn't
want it. If I ever have some place where I'm going to have a desk, I want this to be my desk.
Yeah, I'm coming to your house, and then I'm all... You see, the point is I can leave it. I don't want it in my house.
Oh, the TARDIS wardrobe. I like that. That is cool. See, I've been thinking about doing my door to my little room here with the TARDIS.
This is a Doctor Who thing, right?
Yes, Doctor
You're
Who.
You're a Doctor Who. I'm not a Doctor Who thing. But I know I'm starting to recognize the stuff now. So I'm one step
closer to watching. She, Snow, Corey was all, I can't get on board with the Benedict Cumberbatch being cute, being hot.
He's not cute to me. Is he cute to you, Snow? Shit, I'm passed out.
We no, I'm here. Yes, actually, he's very cute to me.
See, I don't.
He's very hot.
He is. It's something. I don't know. I don't. I have this thing.
That is a crazy thing. That the whole
yeah.
very intense.
Yeah, I have this thing about guys who play really smart men.
Crazy.
I don't know.
Really smart.
Yeah, that whole intense vibe, and when he's. I'm sorry. The whole episodes where he's with the dominatrix chick is just.
No.
But there's something about him in those. It's just kind of like...
You all are on your own with the Cumberbatch dude. His name is even just dirty. I said that this morning. It sounds like a dirty cucumber. Cumberbatch.
Ginger Cumberbatch.
Yeah, I know you're Ginger Cumberbatch now. It's like, what the hell?
All right, so I'm going to move on to my chair. The futuristic gadget chair. Look. Yeah, check this. Oh, what the heck just happened?
Well, that'd be right nice. We see it.
Which just moved for a second.
Oh, that's awesome.
It is amazing.
Oh, what happened?
Okay, we're behind her. See, whatever happened, okay. She saw it first, and then we saw it. Oh.
That is just so cool. I mean, look at it. It looks like it hangs from the ceiling. You've got, that's a steering wheel in the middle. So, you know, if you're doing racing games.
That's like, it's for gaming consoles. Yes. Seriously, that's like the whole thing. That's like the whole purpose of it.
I both love it and hate it at the same time.
It incorporates miniature cooling fans, heating elements, and an adjustable lumbar support. I would take it.
That is sexy right there.
Yes, but how is it on the side? See, I never have liked things that I sit in that I can't adjust all of it. Not just the back and forth, but I need all of it to be movable. Because sometimes I like to sit leaning to the left, and sometimes...
That's true.
And the way I sit in my desk chair right now, it has to be wide enough to where I can, like, tuck one foot underneath me and then bring the other one up over my other leg.
There you go.
I sit like this, like, all the time in my chair.
Yes. Totally. I love this thing. I do. I don't know about it hanging from the ceiling, though. I want something I can move around. And having to hang it from the ceiling, you're going to have to bolt that thing like a...
Yes, I think you'd have to have somebody come in and actually do that, because that's the only way it would stay up. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't trust anybody else to do it that wasn't a professional. It's gorgeous, though. Does it move up and down? Like, can you... Well, since it says you can adjust...
it does look like it rotates a little bit.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Dirty bad. Bad.
Oh, there's a video.
Hey, just because I got a headache didn't mean that I can't be dirty, all right?
Yeah, ooh, dirty, dirty. Dirty, dirty, bad.
See, it moves. Oh.
Well, this is just a prototype, huh? Oh, ooh, wait a minute. Can we exchange that steering wheel for something else? I'm just saying.
Yeah, that would be awesome if you could do that. I'm not talking dirty. I'm talking like... I'm trying not to because too much blood rushing gets my head hurting. I'm talking for gaming purposes. If you could just change that for another console thing, you know?
I know, right? I don't want a steering wheel there. I want it to hold my keyboard, my mouse.
Well, it may be like that Wii peripheral where it is a steering wheel, but you can also pop your controller into it. And
now that would be awesome.
That'd be very nice. That'd be hot. All right, what do we got next?
I got a bunch of stuff, but you got to put that one up. I think this is the one I want to. Yeah, put that one up, I think. I hope it's the one I meant to grab. We'll see when Ginger puts it up. If it's right. Yes, it is. I love this table, and I think my two co-hosts might be too young. Do you guys know what this is?
That is a 3.5-inch floppy.
Duh, of course I know what that is.
I don't know if you know what it is. It's before your time. And just at the beginning of mine.
It's not.
I love this table. I want to know if it has storage because it looks like it does. It looks like those little, you know, the metal parts should flip open or slide out or something. You could be able to hide stuff in it, remote.
That would be fun.
I went nuts. I want this table so bad. Anybody out there want to make this table for me? Because we don't want me to make it.
If I made it, it'd be like all warped.
It don't look like it's hard to make. If you give me the pieces, I could put it together. Let's put it that way. But if you let me
That looks like it's plastic, not wood. So
some parts look plastic, some look wood. Like if you look at the leg, the front left, either front right leg looks plastic, and the piece in the back there looks plastic, and the rest of it looks like it might be wood. And it also could be that it's a bad paint job.
Could be that it's just bad paint. I like that though. I kind of like that.
I would put that in a nice office. If you had this would be good for like a web designers. I think this would make an excellent little centerpiece. You put it in there, put a little flower on it. Flowers made out of microchips.
Oh, I like that idea. That's a good idea.
I love it.
Yes. All right. I have to open up this one. Is it going to show it? Hold on. Where'd it go? These tables right here. Not quite sure what they're supposed to be. Dedicated to create gaming-specific tables and cabinets as well as other shelving units. Geek Chick is who this is. I like this. I'm not sure what game this is. I don't recognize it. But that is really very cool.
Where is my Twitch window? Okay, there we go. Oh, yeah, this is one of the things they had. This is expensive. Geek Chic? Yeah. They charge us a lot of money for this.
Guessing this is probably a glass top or something. No, you can actually play with this.
You can play with it, but there's a glass top over it. I've seen this in person. What?
What is that from?
I don't know.
As far as I know, it's just a maze, or it might be Risk or something like that, because they do a lot of old school board games, too.
I'm getting the Labyrinth vibe from it, but I know it's not Labyrinth.
Nope.
Yeah, I can't read the card either, so.
This one's a super, one of their super expensive
cards. Oh, God. Oh. Ginger, that was so weird. I clicked on the thing right when you enlarged it. I thought I did it. Oh, my head.
Guess what I hate.
I was hoping I could find it, but no.
I think it's for the evil. Hold on. Don't scroll down.
Don't move.
I just switched back. I'm sorry. Hold on.
God damn it. I was reading.
Oh, she was reading the text underneath.
Okay.
Killing me.
It looks like blah, 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 blah. Okay. No.
It looks like something I should seriously recognize, but I don't.
Yeah, I think I know it, but I don't remember it.
It's definitely one of those games where you paint the pieces and you make it yourself. And I don't know which one that is. I don't know which one. But I think that is really, really neat. All right, Corey's got me another link.
I do indeed.
Hist and go. Ooh. Oh, I like that.
See, this is how geek people, you incorporate your geekiness into something every day.
Is that an Xbox thing?
That is an Xbox, but the button,
okay.
The whole
That's
push.
What I thought. I just thought I was going a little crazy. Okay.
But gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. Or it could just be a power button for pretty much anything. Most power buttons look that way now when you turn them on. But geeky, lovely, lovely geeky. I love the way this is set up. Is good for napping. Good for several people to nap at once. I know some of you are like, ooh, circular couch. No, I can see five or six places there I can nap. Like that side there.
It is very, very, very neat. I like it.
It's pretty. I think it would go with pretty much any decor, and you can still be geek, but keep, you know, not too crazy. And with that, I'm going to tell you my don't. Found this one on Pinterest, too. At first, I was like, oh, cool, and then I said, no. This is not going to work for me. I don't think it should work for anybody. I don't know how to make it look good. It's just too much.
Oh, God, no.
You see? That is
awful.
It's wrinkly.
Look at the rug underneath.
The design is terrible.
Yeah,
I mean, if you're going to do something like that, at least make it so the cloth fits and it's not wrinkled and the design actually looks good.
Well,
this
there's
terrible.
A reason why this does not fit as I'm looking at this. This is a slip cover.
Yeah.
I know, but you can make slip covers look nice, at least in a photo. What the hell?
That is true.
If you were if this person had paid attention to HGTV, I can tell you two ways. You shove the magazines with the roller bands down into where the cushions go so that it defines the top from the bottom, and then you put one around the bottom, so a big something type rubber band type thing around the bottom, whether it's Velcro, to tighten it up so that it pulls tight and it looks a whole lot better. I just don't like the way it's designed, period. None of this looks pretty. Mm-hmm. And especially with that rug. What is going on with the rug at the bottom?
Take the rug out. It
doesn't match anything.
I'm going to say that this is probably made for somebody's teenage kid.
Yeah, and they thought it was
likely,
cool.
Yeah.
Living at home, that's mom's rugs underneath.
And mom clearly does not realize you probably should have got him a new rug. Maybe a nice color block rug with those colors in it.
You know, actually, to me, what this screams is it's a guy's house.
Could be.
Because look at there's games in the back shelves.
Rock Band and...
Yeah, there's a game over there. It doesn't match. Everything's a mess.
Well, it's kind of neat but messy at the same time. You know, he's got his games neat, but still.
Well, of course he does. Guys always have their games neat.
Looks like there's some sort of crafts in there. It looks like those puffy ball things like you put on a hat. So that's why I was thinking girl, definitely girl.
Well, his girl may have made it for him and he put it away.
The way, should have taken an iron to it before, bro. Yeah.
Just took an iron to it. You know what? I can't even say this is a guy. I know of one girl, I'm not going to say her name, whose house I went to many years ago who was a gamer, and it was this kind of business here and worse.
I'm trying to open up the actual article to this picture. There we go.
Technobob.
I love this table. Look at that thing.
Wait a minute. I got to hop back. Where is my Twitch? It keeps running away from me. Why do you...
I've seen something similar like this where somebody did this as a case for their tower.
I've seen this at was a developer's house, and this may be his. Whose is this? Did they say who it is?
Oh, my head.
Coffee table, created by Justin Adler, the microchip table.
I can't remember. That was so long ago. It may be... It's gorgeous.
It is beautiful. I like that. I like that a lot.
I like it and don't like it at the same time. I wish
it's very shiny.
Yeah, it needs a centralized color. I need to see it with other stuff. You know, it kind of looks like it's just shoved in there. I don't like the rug at the bottom. I can't see the rest of the room, which I guess is throwing me off. I want to see what would you do with this? I mean,
I think that's the main thing with furniture is you have to have. Like, you have to showcase your furniture. You have to find a room that it fits in. Mm-hmm. Like, the picture of the Mario, the shelves in the wall, that showcased a major part of the room that it was in and let us know that it actually fit. That's how you do it. You know, shoving your furniture in a corner and then taking a picture at some awkward angle doesn't really showcase it at all.
I guess maybe if you had one of those new Apple... computers, it's like all in one. It's the screen with the motherboard built in. If you had that hanging to like the wall above it, yeah, me too. If you had that hanging on the wall above it, mounted on the wall, and you're using this as your desk with just your mouse, whatnot, that might work. It might work. Maybe. Yeah, I don't know either. I don't know. I was trying there. I was trying.
I know you were reaching for it. It might be pretty. And the only time I've seen them do something similar, and I don't know where I saw this, but somewhere on the web that somebody had done a room around the Mac theme, and everything was white, but it was so pristine. You cannot do this kind of office if you are a messy person. But I mean, the desk was that clean white that the Macs are, the chairs, the walls were, and then every picture that they had was, you know, the metal frame around it, and then the picture in where it was kind of sitting off of the, instead of it actually being a frame, it's kind of like a mat behind it, but the picture sat up off of the frame. That was very pretty. I wish I actually was looking for it, but I cannot find it. But that's the only way I could see something even like this working. You maybe would put it as an end table or something.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I don't see the purpose.
This isn't exactly furniture, but I had to show it when I ran across it. stormtrooper wedding cake weighs 300 pounds. I have to say,
that's a cake?
That's a cake. It's a cake.
Holy
look.
Cow.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm serious. 300-pound wedding cake.
That is fucking awesome.
You can fucking do that with me.
It is awesome.
I eat that whole motherfucking cake. I eat all of them.
Right?
Starting with
I would install a fucking walk-in refrigerator just to store that so I can eat the whole thing myself.
Yes, I'd start with his face.
Right? Yeah, I'm going to eat your face off, boy.
I mean, look,
and then I might have to go to his crotch just because.
Oh God, they're cutting him wrong. You don't start from the back; you got to start with the head.
This is apparently what they started making him from. They made pipes and everything.
Oh God! Oh, so he actually has tears inside. Wow.
Yes, he does have tears.
So how much?
Oh, is he a Rice Krispie cake?
Oh fuck no! That bitch got to stay with me. Nobody's having any of him.
Oh, his head's made of Rice Krispie.
Oh, I'm eating the head first. Mm-mm. Look, I'm sitting here like, I need me some milk.
Look at him carve that thing. Oh, my God.
Is that Cake Boss?
Cause I don't know who this is. And see, the legs are made from Rice Krispies, too.
Well, see, you know, they have to actually do that. Because if they don't make it out of Rice Krispies,
he won't stay up. Yeah, he won't stay
exactly.
up.
Exactly. It's not structurally sound. And plus, if they made everything out of cake, it would be even heavier than 300 pounds. Yeah. They do the Rice Krispies to help with structure and to help with the weight, because you would
you
not
watch Cake Boss, don't you? You watch?
Hell yeah, I do. I love that show, man.
This is amazing.
Cake Boss is addictive for this reason. You start seeing them do some of the you see cakes and you're like, how the hell did they do that? How come I can't do that at home? But if you watch, you see how they. So that's why he looks like the only top part of his legs where they started to make him cake. So that's why his midsection, is cake, and then they go back with their icing. These people are truly some artists. I got to give them credit. I would.
It's amazing what they've done here.
Was he? And he's a wedding cake?
He's a wedding cake.
That is awesome.
Dude, where is the guy that's going to marry me and do this for me? I don't need it to be a stormtrooper.
Right?
It needs to be like Link. I need a Link size, you know.
I need something from Dragon Age, personally. Mm-hmm. That would be my thing.
Alistair, we're marrying the cake.
Right?
That's right. I'm sorry, baby. Alistair.
And maybe if I actually had a good wedding, I'd be okay now.
Yay!
Oh, good gracious. So,
all right, so. What we got next? You got something?
Oh, I do. Okay, so I went some other routes as well. What happened to my stuff? I found some other. You're going to have two that you're going to have to put up. I was looking at household things that were geeky. Not just household. We were already on that, but like kitchen things and things for bedrooms and other things that you.
Bow, chicka, bow, wow.
Yeah, no, well, no, not those. Okay, put up that surge protector. I thought this was the cutest thing because I have a ton of surge protectors now.
Oh, that is adorable. Oh, my God.
Beautiful.
I think that's amazing. And I'm the same. I have surge protectors everywhere.
I would love to have one like this. I fell in love with it. I was like, man, I'm paying. How much you want? Where can I get it from? That one. And put up the next one. I thought this was cute because I hate to have someone's alarm going off waking me up. And at one point I did have an alarm clock when the guy I was dating would stay over to go to work from my house the next day. And I had an alarm clock that had two separate alarms that would go off, but still it wakes you up. This little gadget here, ladies, gentlemen, it puts a band or a ring on, and it vibrates to wake the one person up, not you. You may have to get up at 8, and they got to get up at 6. You don't want to be up with them. Get the fuck out the bed, go to work, leave me alone, I'm still sleeping. This way, you don't have to bother with that.
I think I like this.
Yeah.
I think I like this.
Yeah, I don't think I would wake up from a vibrating ring.
I would.
Don't make me laugh. Ow. Ow.
I probably would. Yeah. I'm one of those, you know, there's stray hair in the bed and it's rubbing up against me. I'm up out of flying out of that bed. What the hell is in my
me
bed?
Me too. I'm mad. Like, what the fuck is in this bed?
Yes,
what happened to me before the show? I was laying on the couch. I was like, I'm going to grab a little quick 20-minute nap, and my own hair was in my shirt. And I was like, what is this I'm laying on?
I like this. And since the other half wakes up at, like, the most ungodly hour, seriously, like 4 a.m.
God damn.
Yeah, by his own choice, for whatever reason, this would be amazing. I love
sleep
it.
And mind your own beeswax and tell him mind his own beeswax. Stop waking me up.
Half the time I don't even hear the alarm clock, but the other half the time that I do, it's like, oh, I'm going to kill that thing. I'm just going to, no, no.
Okay, I got another one. I got some.
Hey, wait, it's my turn. It's my turn. The USS Enterprise Star Trek wooden table.
Oh, that's nice.
Look at that thing.
I like the way they have the glass on top of it, which is kind of like curved at one end to match the shape of it. I like that.
You see how they have it? They didn't go all out and paint it the actual colors, but you recognize what it is when you see it, and it matches their house. I would like to have a little more color because that taupe is a little overpowering, but still it's neat, and it looks like it belongs there.
Yeah, they have one of those stuffy houses. You know the house.
Yes, where it's all taupe.
Where you're afraid to touch anything?
Yeah. Yes.
I know the house.
Yes. No, my house pretty much usually looks like a bomb went off in it. It's okay. It's all right.
Yeah.
Mine does too.
Someone lives here. That's the thing. We actually live here. How about that? Nice, right?
It stays clean for about 3 hours, and then Hudson comes home. And then, yeah. So. I love this, though. All right, so you got me another link?
I got a bunch of links. Because I'm not playing around. Well, Pinterest. It helped out a lot. Okay, so I got other geekiness. Wait a minute, I'm going to hit the enter button, and you're just going to be like, damn.
Yeah, I was going to say, wait a minute, that's the same link that I already had. Oh, my goodness.
Holy Jesus.
These are more little household things that I find.
That is
cute.
So cute.
Oh, I like that. What is that, like an old water filter?
No, dude, this is ingenious. I can't talk. This is ingenious is what it is, you know? Like, the fish needs oxygen, but the plant needs carbon dioxide. The fish creates carbon dioxide by using up the oxygen in the water, and the plant puts it back through photosynthesis.
One pot, two lives.
How awesome is
that
shit? That is like... That is amazing. That's great. I like it.
So geeky. It's so clean. I love the design.
I got a little scientist on your hair. My bad.
Look, a little. No, we like your scientist. That's a geeky. But that's a weird kind of yin yang there. I loved this when I saw it. I want.
Yes.
I will probably kill a fish, or Kit Matrix will.
Oh, no.
Well, she's going to eat the plant and then eat the fish and just be like, thanks. Thanks for the snack. Thanks for thinking of me. It's real nice of you. Mm-hmm. Goldfish with a salad. Okay, so throw up the next.
Digital
little surf and turf. You know what I mean?
Surf, that's right. I love this to death.
I don't understand the point of this.
It tells you how many times you stirred and all that business. If you're a
girl, that's what brains are for. Fucking
no, not for me.
I stir until it looks, you know, creamy.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Until it looks like whatever the hell it's supposed to look like, usually.
I am the person, it tells you the amount of cups that you put in and all that good stuff. And I'm known for also not just shocking things, but exploding those, the measuring cups, the glass ones. I think they're so pretty, so I always buy them, but I always explode them. I don't know what happens. I'm holding them, they blow up. This right here, I can't blow up.
You stay away from my measuring cups.
I know. Yeah, I've had those for a while, too.
You blow them up, too?
No. I drop them every once in a while, and then they explode. But
both y'all people stay away from my damn measuring cup.
I apologize if I'm holding it. Sometimes it just explodes.
Like maybe once a year.
I blow them up. I have like one left now, so I always pick it up with a towel, and I'm all careful. Like, oh, it's okay. I got you.
I like that. Hello.
I like the stirring. You know, I like the paddle because it's metal. I've never seen one like that before. I love it. Look at the stir. What am I? I keep calling it the paddle. You know what I'm trying to say? The thing you stir it with. Isn't that cute?
Yeah.
It's not a spoon. It's a flat. It's a little flat paddle thing made for stirring, and then it's metal.
What? No, it's not. That's made for grating.
No. Oh, y'all looking at something else different. I'm talking about the
paper. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I was confused. I was like, that's not a spoon.
It's not a spoon.
No. Sorry, I skipped ahead. I kind of like this. Me and graders try to stay away from each other because it never fails. I'm going to catch my knuckles on it. And
how do you catch your knuckles on it? What are you doing?
If there's a way to hurt myself, I'm going to find
You're holding the stuff you're grading wrong, crazy.
Apparently. I should.
He's supposed to hold it against the grater and up and down motion.
Yes, exactly.
What are we talking about again? Up and down?
I don't know. I'm
not
struggling.
Not in and out, up and down.
Hey, it works the same way.
Yeah, like this. It's kind of flexible, so you can grate, you know.
Well, I like it because I have the square one, which is not easy. This is easy storage. Again, geeks were always trying to compact space because the more space you have, the more room you have for your games and stuff, I think, anyway. So I think this is good for, you know, something you can put away.
Yeah.
What are we looking at now? Are we still looking at the food grater?
Yeah, we're looking at the food grater. Move along to the next thing. Move it along.
Moving along. All right. These are not furniture, but I had to show them because you know I've got a thing for, oh, good God.
Hey, I give you more than that woman.
Did you? Because that was
no,
that
you
was
didn't.
The last one.
Oh, did I not copy-paste properly? I think I did not. Oops.
let me find where it is.
Okay, I got it.
Where is it? I know this is all geeky, but I had something specific I wanted to show. Oh, there they are. Building block hills. They're staying very much away from the word Lego. But I kind of like these. I love me some Legos.
Man,
I know this
looks,
is not furniture.
That looks painful, though.
It does, but I still think they're cool. Because they're Legos. And it's not a black Lego. You ever tried to find a black Lego?
You very rarely can find a black Lego.
I know. And they've got like two on that shoe. I'm going to need that shoe just to take the black Legos. All right, you got more links for me then, woman?
I do. More from those same people because they got the geekiest and coolest stuff. Okay. This. Wait a minute. Is this the one I was looking at? Okay. This is some kind of weird refrigerator business. This is going to freak y'all out. But I want it. It's a geeky kind of refrigerator thing. It's called the Electrolux Bio Refrigerator.
That is fucked up.
Piss and go. I'm going.
Yes. Okay. And you put your
Sorry about that.
You put all of your little fruits and things in a separate. Once you put them in there in a separate compartment, you can hang this anywhere.
What the fuck?
I want it. Cool.
you're putting your food in a gel?
I don't know if it's a gel. I want to.
It looks like a gel,
but I'm not sure if it is.
That's fucked up. I'm just saying.
I just like the fact that it's a refrigerator, and look at how svelte it is.
That's very interesting. I am going to need to see one of these
up close
in action. Because I'm all like, I mean, do the circles go away once you take whatever the hell it is out of it?
That's a good question.
Is it flattened again?
That's a very good question.
What is that? Because I kind of like it. If it's real, because I'm sitting there looking at that, I'm kind of like, is that Photoshop? That looks like that could be Photoshop. Because I don't see the other part of the finger, nor do I see the other part of that orange. So I'm thinking that could be Photoshop, because that does not look like it's...
It could very well be.
Opaque.
But if it's prototype, or whenever it's out, I want it.
It's interesting. It's very, very
interesting. Now they have another one here, and I ran across a lot of these, which I'm very happy to see, because... Yeah, I'm all about being green when I can be. This is a solar-powered charger. You put it on the window.
Socket.
Well, no, it plugs
you
the other side.
You said socket.
Socket. She said socket. That's so old school.
That's what it says underneath, window socket.
I know.
I was making a dirty joke.
Sorry, my bad. I'm a little slow tonight, I know.
Jeez, Louise.
Yeah, we're all slow. Look, so I like this, again, if you look around there on the Pinterest, mm-hmm. they have several pictures. They show you how it works. But, of course, the one side that's against the window is the side that uses the solar power. And then you have a little circular thing you plug in, and I'm assuming the other end is flipping mosquito. Die. Gotcha.
You got it?
I got her. You know, the girls are the only ones that bite.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but then the other end, I'm guessing, is USB port, because the other pictures I've seen has, you know, phone plugged in, and so very, very nice. This, for those of us who, like, you ever go visit somebody and everybody has their cell phone plugged into something? Everybody, you have no place to plug your stuff.
Do you remember us, like, yep, all along around the wall, everybody huddled around the charger? Yeah.
Okay, now, yeah, that thing that we saw with the refrigerator, as I got further down their page, is a concept, but they're working on it. It's from Brand Cool Market, and they said it would take up much... Do you want to see the full view? I could just let y'all see instead of talking about it. yeah. It's the full concept art of what they're planning on doing. I'm gonna need to talk to them about some gel. I am concerned about this. Is the food gonna be on my gel? Does it?
Yeah, it is a gel. That weirds me out.
Wait, is that the same one?
Yep. That's a full.
It's just a bigger view, so you can see it.
Like the idea. I'm thinking though, I wouldn't be putting fish in there where I'm gonna be putting my fruit and my vegetables. Fruit and vegetables. There we go.
Wait, now we're about to veer off into a whole other side of geek because we got 5 minutes. But, yeah, there's their website. They said it's a bio-nano robot. It absorbs heat, infrared radiation, and emits in the visible spectrum luminescence. In addition, it protects from ultraviolet radiation that can damage your products. So, and then it is in a gel, yes. However, I'm a little scared. Is it going to come off of my food?
That's what I want to know. And again, I'm concerned about putting fish into this gel and then taking fish out of this gel, is the gel going to continue containing the...
Yeah, that would be my... Well, actually, if it's nanotechnology, they probably design the nanobots to where they will get rid of the odors and get rid of the bacteria that's in there, because it did state on the website specifically that it was...
Nanotechnology.
Yeah, thank you. I can't think.
And it says the gel actually starts to bulge out the more food you put in. And there's no door. Oh, and they're biorobots. I'm sorry, not nanobots, biorobots. They can identify and select a product for each of the optimal cooling rate and temperature of storage. The process of cooling is accompanied by the emission of gel, a process known as luminescence. I still want to know, when I take my bananas out, am I going to have to wipe them down? That's what I want to know.
That would be my main thing. Can you imagine how expensive it would be to have to replace this gel all the time because you kept ruining it by taking stuff out?
Hey, this is true. So
I guess very, very neat.
It's neat for the thinking of the space, like they're talking about the motor and stuff in the refrigerator. You won't have to have that anymore, and that this will work in zero gravity for you two bitches that want to go to Mars, and you know you could take this refrigerator with you.
That'd be awesome. Shit.
Take this refrigerator with you.
Refrigerator?
Yeah, you take the refrigerator with you.
more spacey chairs.
More spacey chairs.
Yeah. Check these out.
Well, you know what? Can I take that pillow out from under the knees every once in a while? Because sometimes you don't want your knee up like that.
That's true.
Okay, that looks nice. Yeah, there's another one there once you scroll down to the left that looks like it has no pillow. Then that would annoy me, too. I need to be able to recline, people.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I want to sit like this, and sometimes I need to lay back.
And that blue and pink one actually looks like it'd be all nice and cozy.
The pink one?
Yeah.
If I could recline in it, yeah.
Back in that? Ooh.
I want to recline.
I'm definitely. I don't know what to think about that red chair. I'm not quite sure what the hell is going.
Those things just don't look comfortable to me.
No.
What the hell's going on with that red chair? Looks like you. What is it? Are you a sushi roll? What is?
Sushi roll. Like I said, I think it's the back of the chair we're seeing.
I need to see the front.
See
those black and white, the black and the brown one there in the middle. Now that's a good napping chair. I've sat in one of those before.
Those look good.
That's a good
idea. I think I could curl up in that and go to sleep.
Yes, ma'am, because even if you can't recline, you can slide down. Nice.
The blue chairs are kind of cool looking.
Those scare me, the ones that hang from the wall. I'm always afraid they're going to
fall.
yeah, I know.
All right, ladies and gents, it is time to go. We got about a minute left. You're going to tune in tomorrow to catch the news with Ginger and Corey, and then tune in on Thursday to have our Rough, Raw, and Ready show, and hopefully I will not have a migraine then. That'd be awesome. Favorite us if you like us, and favorite us if you don't, because that's how we roll. Say goodnight, bitches.
Goodnight, bitches.
I don't like the two blue chairs.
I don't like them either.
Change.
And the word of the day, ladies and gentlemen, painkillers. Oh, yeah. Good night, y'all.
Good night, y'all.
And Joe.